Trump signs executive order to make IVF more affordable. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order focused on making in vitro fertilization treatments more accessible for everyday Americans. The directive gives the Domestic Policy Council 90 days to submit policy recommendations to the president on how to protect IVF access and reduce out-of-pocket and insurance costs for the fertility treatments. Today, many hopeful couples dream of starting a family, but as many as 1 in 7 are unable to conceive a child. Despite their hopes and efforts, infertility struggles can make conception difficult, turning what should be a joyful experience into an emotional and financial struggle, reads the February 18 order. My administration recognizes the importance of family formation, and as a nation, our public policy must make it easier for loving and longing mothers and fathers to have children. The president signed the directive at his Palm Beach, Florida, residence of Mar-a-Lago, before addressing reporters at a press conference. On fertilization, I've been saying that we're going to do what we have to do, and I think the women, and families, husbands, are very appreciative of it, Trump said. A White House fact sheet notes that the cost of IVF services can range from $12,000 to $25,000 per cycle, yet only a quarter of employers report offering health insurance plans that cover the treatments. These are treatments that have become unaffordable for many Americans or have been unaffordable for many Americans, White House Staff Secretary Will Scharf told reporters. The Domestic Policy Council's recommendations will prioritize addressing existing policies, including those that require legislation that exacerbate the cost of IVF treatments, according to the White House. Trump was a vocal defender of IVF on the campaign trail as access to the treatment was briefly interrupted in Alabama after that state's Supreme Court ruled that embryos are babies. The ruling led several IVF providers to temporarily halt their provision of those services, fearing legal liability. Lawmakers subsequently passed a law granting civil and criminal immunity to IVF providers and recipients. We want to make it easier for mothers and fathers to have babies, not harder. Trump wrote in a February 2024 Truth Social post. That includes supporting the availability of fertility treatments like IVF in every state in America. Like the overwhelming majority of Americans, including the vast majority of Republicans, conservatives, Christians, and pro-life Americans, I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious baby. Savannah Hulsey Pointer contributed to this report.